You guys know I'm crazy about Audible because it offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Audible really is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment, with female writers and heroines, celebrity narration, multicast productions with immersive sound design, and traditional audiobooks. Audible has you covered for any type of excitement that you're looking for. In fact, right now I'm listening to The Second Husband by Kate White. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/realitylife or text realitylife to 500-500. That's audible.com/realitylife or text realitylife to 500-500. With four daughters and two on a dance team, I can tell you we go through a lot of mascara in my house. But I'm crazy about L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara, which catches every lash from corner to corner for maximum volume. If you're looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank, this is yours. The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. I've been using it for about 2 weeks now, and I feel like my eye has completely opened up, and the girls are crazy about it too. They've got a tapered brush to catch every lash, one of the best mascara wands that I've ever used. And like I said, this luxe appearance of this gold package, you got to get it. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today. L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara. You're going to love it.
The amazing Kate Casey.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality Life with Kate Casey. Hope that you had a great New Year's. Happy 2022. You guys, am I crazy? I kind of think this is going to be a better year for us. I had a great vacation with my family, a much needed getaway. But I kind of felt like the whole episode was an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. And not just because Larry David was staying at the same resort that we were staying, but because one, I had this very weird experience with Josh Flagg, which I talk about more on my Patreon episode. But also the second day that we were there, my oldest says, "Mom, they just pulled a dead body out of the water." And we saw a circle of people with towels up and someone trying to resuscitate the person. And an astute follower of my Instagram stories tracked the information down. And in fact, it was a gentleman from Illinois who died. He drowned. I was like, of course, like right while I'm here, and I already have panic attacks about the water because I almost drowned when I was like 10 years old. So yeah, a little bit crazy. So I'm hoping that you had great New Year's Eve plans. It's a high pressure holiday, one that I don't always enjoy, but nevertheless, it's a great new year. And I don't know if you're like me, but I just can't even stand looking at Christmas decorations after January 1st. So it's a whole new year. And the great thing is there is so much great stuff to watch. First thing out of the gate, this weekend, I watched the John Madden documentary. John Madden was a football coach and a sportscaster, was the head coach of the Oakland Raiders of the National Football League for 10 seasons and guided them to a championship in the Super Bowl in 1977. After retiring from coaching, he served as a color commentator for NFL telecasts until 2009, for which he won 16 Sports Emmy Awards. From 1988, he lent his name, expertise, and color commentary to the John Madden football video game series. In other words, he made a ton of money. And the most interesting documentary on him, and apparently he watched the documentary All Madden days before he died, according to the program's directors, Tom Rinaldi and Joel Santos. John asked to see it, Santos said Wednesday in a joint interview with Tom Rinaldi. It was our wish to make it a gift for him and his family on Christmas Day. So he spent Christmas Day surrounded by friends and family as they watched the documentary about the Hall of Fame coach and the broadcaster's life and legacy. And then he died 3 days after he saw it. He was 85 years old. I'm telling you, even if you do not love football, you're going to appreciate this documentary. It's called All Madden. You can watch it on Fox Sports On Demand, but you can also watch it streaming anytime you want on Peacock TV. So make sure that you check that out. One of my sister's best friends, Melissa Stark, is a commentator. She is included in that documentary, and I'm going to have her on the show to talk more about John Madden. I want to make sure that this week you also check out the Netflix documentary. If you've never seen it before, you must watch it. It's called Dream Killer, and it's about Ryan Ferguson. Why that's most interesting, first of all, it's a true crime, wrongful conviction case, which you know I'm passionate about, but it was announced the new cast of The Amazing Race, believe it or not, it is season 33. It's been on a hiatus because of COVID. This amazing show is on CBS. One of my former guests is Phil Kogan, who is the host. This is an Emmy award-winning show. It is masterful the way they put together. Teams of two embarking on a trek around the world, hoping to be the first to arrive at the final destination. So what's interesting is that Ryan Ferguson is a contestant this season. And for that alone, I think it is worth watching. Ryan has such an incredible story, and he will be on my show this week. So you've got to watch that documentary, but you have to watch him on The Amazing Race, because those shows are so great when you have someone really great to pull for. And I just feel like he deserves everything in the world. The Amazing Race is airing on January 5th. And again, that's on CBS. But Dream Killer, you can check out on Netflix right now. This one, of course, happened in Philadelphia. It's called No Good Deed, A Crowdfunding Heist. It's, again, on Hulu. It's a story of the power of giving, greed, and the unraveling of a crowdsourcing scheme due to arrogance and ineptitude. So during the holiday season of 2017, Mark D'Amico and Kate McClure started a GoFundMe fundraiser to help a homeless veteran heroin addict. It went viral and captured the hearts of 14,000 people worldwide and raised hundreds of thousands of dollars. In fact, I think it's the most GoFundMe has ever raised for someone. But a team of journalists and authorities began to take notice. The brazen scheme crumbled. And of course, everything was a scam. And I know that you're like me. You get these links all the time for GoFundMes and you're like, I don't know if I believe this. Well, this is one of those cases where it was a total sham. And of course, again, it happened in suburban Philadelphia. This one, you got to watch, especially when I mentioned that we all get these emails about GoFundMes. It's going to make you think second or third time about it. It's called No Good Deed, A Crowdfunding Heist. Okay. The new season of The Bachelor. All right. ABC's got this new guy named Clayton Echard. He was on Michelle's season, and I barely even remember the guy. I think he was in like a couple episodes. What's interesting is, during the season of filming Michelle's season, they announced they have the new Bachelor already. And you're like, really? Already? Here's the problem that The Bachelor's facing is that, number one, it's kind of a stale show, right? It's kind of like the same thing all the time. And now they're doing it too much. In the old days, it would be like, you're looking forward to it. You've had a long break. You've really gotten to know who the Bachelor or the Bachelorette lead is. You're more invested in it. And also, they did such a great job of keeping it a secret. Reality Steve's a great buddy of mine, but I mean, it's not the same anymore. Like when Andrew Firestone was choosing his last finalist, we would look through those pictures like FBI detectives, trying to figure out an engagement photo based on the finger which contestant made it to the end. And I have to tell you, these ironclad non-disclosures, no one spoke. So if somebody went back and they were around their families, if their families didn't know anything, I mean, that's pretty unbelievable. The best friends, nobody would speak. So it was really like clincher up until the end. I remember when Trista got engaged, she was in a hotel right in New York City because she was going to be on Good Morning America the next day. And nobody knew if it was Charlie or if it was Ryan. And they showed all this footage afterwards, them like eating pizza in their room, like so excited to tell everybody they were together. They would have these couples meet in faraway cities. I think that their phones were encrypted. I mean, went over the top. But now it's kind of like everybody knows who wins in the end and it's not as fun. But we also had the time to kind of be invested in who the next person was. Someone like Jason Mesnick was a divorcee. Didn't work out with Melissa Rycroft, who's now happily married to the guy that she was dating before she went on the show. And you know, I felt like, oh, this Jason was like a single guy. Like I knew who he is. I kind of know his family is, you know, who they are and what they stand for. And so now it's just announced like this contestant, we didn't even get to meet him. It's kind of like, why did you choose this guy? Especially when there are so many people that I think would be great plucked from obscurity who are not as obnoxious about their Instagram fame wants. So this guy is chosen. They go back to his hometown. There are already pictures of him walking through his hometown. And I don't think his episodes of The Bachelorette even started to finish airing. So now we are excited or supposed to be excited to meet this guy. So they chose Jesse Palmer, a former bachelor, to be the host. And these two look exactly alike. I don't know if this was coincidence or not, but it's a little bit jarring. So you have all of these girls clamoring to meet this guy who looks exactly like the host. It would be like if Chris Harrison had a younger mini-me and he was chosen as the bachelor. It's weird. What's great about Jesse Palmer's season, he was an NFL player who had retired and now is a commentator. At that time, he wanted to be on like NFL, you know, commentating like games. And now he's on Daily Mail TV. During that season, they had a mole. I've said it before. The mole was his best friend's wife, and she was embedded in the bachelorette mansion. And so she was giving him information on what these girls were really like, which I thought was genius. So anyway, Jesse Palmer is the host now. And I think it's kind of good that they mix it up. Again, I think it's jarring that they look alike. I do think it's weird that we know absolutely nothing about this guy, Clay. And from the reports that are coming out, he's pretty boring. What I hope happens is that we've got a bunch of nutty people that go on really weird dates, and it's a lot of stuff that we can make fun of. So the new season airs Monday night this week, January 3rd. Again, that's on ABC. And I know that Bachelor Nation will be going bananas about it. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. If you're looking for new style inspiration, Saks.com is the place to go. Saks.com is making it easy for me to shop for the spring with their selection of chic clothes and accessories. Right now, I'm looking at Saks.com so I can find my new going out vibe. I'm looking for a breezy Zimmermann dress for an evening cocktail party. And for my upcoming conference in Los Angeles, I'm looking at bright Chloe blazers because I'm pushing myself to wear more orange and pink. Saks.com will inspire you to shop for everything on your agenda. So find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way that you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman, and they pass the savings on to us. So I just got a 100% organic cotton tiered maxi skirt in red and a chiffon pleated midi skirt in soft pink. Now I'm going to wear both of them with either a white scoop t-shirt or a black tank top. In fact, wait, should we all get the same outfit and meet for drinks? Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/KKC for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/KKC to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/KKC. The next one is Joe Millionaire for Richer or Poorer on Fox. This is a throwback to one of the great reality shows, Joe Millionaire. In episode, I believe, 249, I interviewed the executive producer of that original show. And you've got to go back and listen to it because it was absolutely crazy. It was great because the producer at that time was like, I don't care, I'll tell you everything. So Joe Millionaire was this dating show that premiered on Fox in 2003. So each season of the series, it featured a group of single women competing for the affection of this bachelor billed as being a millionaire. However, unbeknownst to the singles, this bachelor was not actually a millionaire, a fact that was only revealed to the last remaining women. So if the women accepted the love of the bachelor, despite the ruse, the couple would also win a cash prize. So the first season of Joe Millionaire premieres in 2003, and the series was seriously successful. I'm telling you, I remember that the cast of Friends was talking about how they were all invested in it. It was like it had crossed a threshold where it became total mainstream America. I remember listening to Billy Bush on the radio talk about how invested he was. It was such a genius idea and so different from anything that was on TV. And this was really in the years where competitive reality shows were really at their peak. So Fox was promoting that its season finale, which by the way, had an average of 34.6 million viewers. Think about that. If you have a show like The Real Housewives of blah, 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 and they have an unbelievable finale, like your hair's blown back, craziness, you're going to like top out at maybe 3 million, right? This show finale, 34.6 million viewers, insane. It was the highest rated entertainment program, excluding Super Bowl lead out programs, aired on the TV on any network television since 2000 at that time. So Fox renewed the series for a second season, entitled it The Next Joe Millionaire, which premiered as part of Fox's fall lineup later that year. It was kind of a dud. Okay, so the original version, Smoking Gun, discovered that Evan Marriott had been an underwear model. It just so happened his last name was Marriott, so they were making it seem like he was part of this hotel fame, which is funny because my friend Catherine works for Marriott, and Marriott is like this really wholesome, like Mormon family, and I mean, they'd be like one of the Marriotts is going to be like, oh yeah, I'm going to go on this TV show and talk about how I'm a millionaire. No. So a theme throughout the first season was his attempt to ascertain which of the 20 contestants were sincere and which ones were simply seeking a wealthy mate. So season one had Liz Bronstein. As mentioned, she was my former guest. Her vision of the show was a spoof of The Bachelor, and a comedic send-up of reality shows was widely praised. The show had a minor star out of Paul Hogan, the manservant, whose role was developed, in the words of the network, into the glue that held the show together. He was not actually the host of the program. Alex McLeod was the program's host. Now, Alex had also been a host for a hot minute on Trading Spaces on TLC, which was that interior decorator show. Yes, I'm a nerd and I know these things. She appeared only briefly in each episode for an estimated total of 5 minutes during the six-week episode, which kind of reminds me of like Nick Lachey and Vanessa Lachey on Love is Blind. Like, they probably filmed a lot more, but when the editing came down at the last minute, they're like, we don't even need these two people. So the runner-up, Sarah Kozer, received notoriety when the media reported during the course of the show that she had appeared in bondage videos while she was attending law school. And the bondage videos were like her feet and like weird stuff. A scene from the show implied that she and Evan Marriott engaged in a sex act while out for a walk together. So Marriott and Kozer claimed that never occurred. And in the VH1 program, VH1 News Presents A Reality TV Secrets Revealed, she alleged when she said, let's go somewhere quiet, that it was in fact spoken while she was receiving a back massage from another female contestant, and that the producers dubbed it in during post-editing and added suggestive sounds, effects, and subtitles, which is basically Frankenbiting. So the show's editors corroborated this fact later in an interview for Radar magazine. So the woman that he chose was Zora Andrich. They split a bonus prize of $1 million. Their relationship obviously did not last, and those two disappeared into the Netherlands. Like, we never saw them again. Evan Marriott apparently lives here in Orange County. I've tried to track him down. He is no interest in doing interviews. He has a full beard and works in construction. Now, the countries that previously had their versions of Joe Millionaire included Finland, France, Germany, Norway, and the United Kingdom. So, in October of 2021, Fox Alternative Entertainment announced the reboot of the series produced by Sally Ann Salzano. Sally Ann is the creator of Jersey Shore. She makes a ton of great shows. So this one's called Joe Millionaire for Richer or for Poorer. It's going to premiere on the 6th, and it features 20 women competing over two bachelors. One of the bachelors will be worth $1 million or more, but the women will not know which one has the money. So I think it's going to be interesting. I'm really excited for it. And that's going to be on Fox. Joe Millionaire for Richer or Poorer. And we've got to check that out. RuPaul's Drag Race on VH1 back this week. 14 new talented queens competing for the title of America's Next Drag Superstar and a cash prize of $100,000. Now, if you think to yourself, $100,000, that's not like that much money. But what you get if you win the show are so many opportunities, huge social media following. I mean, this could really set a whole new career trajectory for the winner. So to win this show is a big, big deal. And you can just jump into the next new episode. So January 7th, RuPaul's Drag Race on VH1. Okay, this one I saw on the plane and I really loved. It's called Lost Cities with Albert Lin. This airs on Disney Plus and Amazon Prime. It is a National Geographic show. This is a great one for everyone who loves archaeology, science, and history. If you've got kids at home that love it, if you've got somebody at home who just loves geeking out on things about discovering parts of the world, this is up your alley. So Dr. Albert Lin embarks on a high-tech adventure to revolutionize archaeology utilizing ground-penetrating radar, LIDAR, and 3D scanning. He's a National Geographic explorer, an award-winning scientist, a technologist, and an adventurer with a knack as a storyteller for resurrecting legendary cities still beneath the earth, which is the thing that I thought was most interesting using the technology that he does. So in Lost Cities, he joins boots-on-the-ground archaeologists to discover unexcavated civilizations and attempts to locate the headquarters of places like the Ninth Templar in Acre, Israel, looks for the fabled city of El Dorado in the jungles of Colombia. His adventure takes him to the archaeological site in the Peruvian Andes. In the United Kingdom, he explores the Mesolithic site of Black Mead near Stonehenge. This was the episode that really got me excited about it. So he wanted to find out why one of the most famous monuments was built. So it's a 6-part global series that sends him on a mission to uncover and resolve mysteries at the most extraordinary sites of antiquity. It is streaming. You can find it everywhere. Easy to find. Lost Cities with Albert Lin on Disney and Amazon Plus. And you've got to check out Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. It airs Sunday nights. And the episode this week is entitled The Miseducation of Mary Cosby. And that is all you really need to know. Because Mary is seemingly a little bit bananas. And she may be running the craziest church that I've ever seen on television. I kind of feel like it's a crossover between Bravo and Dateline every time you watch an episode. She's a mysterious person. And in every episode, it's like cracking more to the story. So you've got to check that out. And then you've got to watch episodes of Paris in Love on Peacock TV. Every episode, I'm telling you guys, there's more to unravel. In the last episode, it really seems like Kathy Hilton and Nikki are the ones moving the puppet strings, getting this wedding done. I think that Paris has a fleet of staff who just help her do daily tasks. And I'm surprised that this wedding even was held over 3 days because it is a mystery how they can get anything done over at Chateau Paris. So those are my picks this week. I hope that you enjoy watching all of them. Please let me know what you think of each show. Send me a note. You can get this list at katecasey.substack.com. Remember to subscribe to the show, leave a 5-star review, join the Facebook group, Reality Life with Kate Casey. You can find me on Twitter at Kate Casey. I tweet about shows and during shows all week long. My Instagram is at Kate Casey CA. My bonus episodes are available on Patreon at patreon.com/Kate Casey. And I'll circle back with you on Wednesday.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.